The Czech Republic paid a memorable visit to a highly regarded culture venue in Brooklyn, New York recently, when the Brooklyn Academy of Music's Cinematheque played host to the new Czech Films Festival. Leading representatives of Czech cinema, such as director Jiří Menzel and actress Klára Isová, came to Brooklyn for the event. We'll meet them in a few moments, but first, here's one of the organizers.
My name is Irena Kovářová. I'm the co-curator and co-producer of the series. I founded it together with BAM Cinematheque creator Florence Almozini 8 years ago, and I've been co-curating it ever since.
This year's New Czech Films was the largest in the festival's 8-year history and included 8 films. It opened to a full house with Jiří Menzel's I Served the King of England, and the presence of the director himself made the first night all the more special.
I think it was a fabulous evening. As Mr. Menzel said at the beginning, there's nothing better for a filmmaker to see a full house. And same thing for creators and producers. When you have a full house, everything goes well. The audience received the film really well. I actually heard the reception was even better than at the Czech premiere. And obviously the discussion was very, very, very interesting. So I'm very happy.
Florence Almozini is BAM Cinematheque's film curator. She works with Ms. Kovářová to carefully select the films that will play to both a Czech and American audience in New York. That involves traveling to festivals in the Czech Republic to view the latest and most important local releases.
And it's great. You see it in festival, like with a Czech audience or with industry people, and you're like, oh, this one is really great, and this one could work so well for us, and people will be so excited to see that. So that's how we do the selection. It's a really fun process.
I asked Ms. Almozini if this was the audience's only chance to see these films in the U.S.
The production in Czech cinema is very vivid. It's very lively. There's not a huge production like you would find in India or America, but there's a lot of production and a lot of films made every year that don't usually come to the U.S. A few films would get distribution. I know Schrebeck got a few films distributed. There was Czech Dream was distributed this year for Czech documentary. But it's rare, so it was very exciting for us to just be able to bring like new films to an American audience and also Czech audience living here. So that's why we're continuing doing it, and we get a great audience. It's very interesting.
Audiences had a chance to sample more than just movies. In 2 instances, they had the opportunity to speak directly with some of the filmmakers and actors themselves, among them Klára Isová, who appeared in 2 of the films on the program of the 2007 New Czech Film Festival in Brooklyn. Florence Almozini has lots of praise for the young Czech star.
Klára Isová, she's a very great and talented actress. I saw her in 3 films back-to-back while I was in Karlovy Vary, in Rules of Lies, Grand Hotel, and a new Schrebeck film called Teddy Bear. And she has a really amazing range. She's a very beautiful girl that looks very unassuming. And she can play very beautiful and very, like, kind of plain or in the background. She's lovely. And she was a shooting star in Berlin, which bring, like, new film actor and actresses, like, to the front line. So I think she's going to have a great career ahead of her. And I wish her all the best. I'm very happy she came here.
Miss Isová, at just 28 years of age, has already appeared in 30 films. After the screening of David Ondříček's Grand Hotel at the BAM Festival, she spoke a little about the relationship between the Czech filmmakers of the 60s and 70s, such as Mr. Menzel, and today's generation of young filmmakers.
It was very, very strong generation of filmmakers, and somehow they inspire the young generation and young filmmakers, which works now, and everybody can see it and feel it, and everybody talks about it.
In Grand Hotel, Miss Isová plays a young chambermaid who charms the main character, a hotel maintenance man and amateur meteorologist. The story takes place in the northern Bohemian town of Liberec and its dramatic surroundings. Miss Isová talked about the experience of filming in Liberec.
It's perfect for the film. It was perfect for the film because we heard about this city, that the weather changed there every 5 minutes. we came there, we was shooting this movie there for 3 months, and really it happens every 5 minutes that there was rain and then was sun, and it was quite difficult for cameraman, you know, to handle with this situation. But on the end they took it for the story, and really the story became the movie, and in the opposite way, so it was really beautiful for me.
I asked Ms. Isova if she thought contemporary Czech films accurately captured Czech culture.
Definitely, I must say yes, definitely. You could see that there was very different movies, different stories from young generation, but also from old generation. But this is all what we live in Czech Republic, you know. There's lots of differences, you know, the story of Jiří Menzel and his movie, and the story of David Ondříček is different, the director of the Grand Hotel. He's from young generation, and young generation mostly talk about the feelings, about relationships, about the problem of young people, of problems of people in their 30s.
Jiří Menzel, who won an Oscar in 1967 for Closely Observed Trains, was happy to field questions from the New York audience after the screening of his latest picture, I Served the King of England. After the Q&A, the director said the film appeared to have international appeal.
Based on the reactions afterward during the discussion, it seemed that both, you know, the Czechs and the Americans had a good response to it. I don't think this film is so purely or distinctly Czech, actually.
I asked Mr. Menzel what it was like to show the film in Brooklyn.
It's wonderful. As a little boy, I didn't think first that I would ever make my own film, much less that I would show it in a place like Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.